Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson. Tonight I've got a special co-host with me, Jacob Tilson.
Hello.
Hello. Jacob is my son. So this is going to be a good time, right? I'm pretty excited about this. You pretty excited about this?
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. That's what I like to hear.
My first bonus episode.
That's right. First bonus episode. That's right.
Maybe I'd like, can be a feature in the normal episodes.
Maybe. Maybe. Keep dreaming. Yeah. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning into our podcast. It's been pretty good. We've had a lot of positive feedback. It's been pretty great. So Jacob wanted to join me. So here we are. This is going to be kind of brief and I'm just going to tell him a story. So I'd like everybody to go over to Facebook, Twitter, find our page. It is Crackin' Crime on both Facebook and Twitter. And again, you guys can find us everywhere that you find a podcast, right? So we appreciate it. We really do. You got anything you'd like to add, Jacob?
We're going to have a good time tonight.
We're going to have a good time tonight? Fantastic. That's what I like to hear. Okay, we've only got one brief story, all right? This is a pretty short podcast. It's a pretty short episode, okay? So all I'm going to tell you about is in Santa Rosa County, Florida, there was two men arrested on a traffic stop. Because they were driving, they were stopped by the Florida Highway Patrol on Interstate 10 for driving 25 mile an hour over the speed limit.
Man, why?
Yeah, it's pretty intelligent to have, like, well, anything in your vehicle and be going 25 mile an hour over the speed limit. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the actual speed limit then?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say what the actual speed limit was. It just says they were stopped for speeding 25 mile an hour of the speed limit. So it could have been a 50 mile an hour zone and they'd have been going 75. Could have been a 35 mile an hour zone. They would have been going 60. You know, it could have been a 75. They're going 90. You catching the drift? You picking up what
it
I'm putting down?
20 in a school zone.
It could have been. It could have been. It does not say that in this little brief article that I'm reading.
Going 45 in a school zone.
That could be. That could be what they were doing, but I'm not 100% sure. Okay? But the funny part of the whole thing is they call for a canine to come over and assist them. Canine indicates on the vehicle, and they end up finding a large bag, and the bag is labeled. Now, if you had a large bag, what would you label the large bag? Would you put a label on it? Would you try to hide the bag? Would you leave it in the back seat? You know, like if you had illegal substances, which I hope you never do, that's not good, right? We're not going to even have this talk. But if you did, Where would you think to put that?
I'd just probably put like flour on it.
Like flour on the bag? Like write that on the bag?
Yeah, just be like flour.
So your bag will have an accent? Yes. Like flour. And you're like, oh, that's obviously
Italian. Just write it below.
Okay, well, these very, very intelligent people put bag full of drugs on a label on the big bag. Yeah, so that was kind of a dead giveaway. Bag full of drugs. Yeah.
Just ordered it off the label store.
Yeah, they made their own label.
I would like to label my bag full of drugs, please.
Yeah. So, in the bag, they found 75 grams of methamphetamine, which I hope you never know what that means. 1.36 kilograms of GHB, 1 gram of cocaine, 3.6 grams of fentanyl, 15 MDMA tablets, and drug paraphernalia, according to CNN. I hope that you never know what any of that means, right? Unless you go into law enforcement as an adult, and that I would agree with and I would approve of.
Yeah, you seem really comfortable just saying all this because you're a cop.
Right.
Just...
But this is where we're at. This is craziness, and this is all true. This was actually a news article and a news recording that
happened. Was he wearing like a dunce hat?
He probably should have been. Yeah, I almost think that this officer, they should have put a dunce hat on him and taken a picture with his bag full of drugs.
What was his hairstyle? We don't know. It was just a dunce hat.
There. It was just a dunce hat.
It was orange to match the suit.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. So moral of the story on this one is just don't break the law. Okay? And if you do, don't write bag full of drugs on your bag full of drugs. Right? That's just common sense. Don't drive 25 miles over the speed limit. Ever. I mean, that's just asking for a crash. But I got nothing else. That's the story. Did you like the story?
Yep, 100%. It was good. Perfect.
It's a pretty brief story. I didn't have much for a story. Yeah.
Bad men stopped.
Bag full of drugs confiscated. That went into evidence. Okay.
So can the dogs read or something?
Can the dogs read?
Yeah.
Yes. That is what the Santa Rosa County, Florida Sheriff's Office did a press release, and they said, don't write on your bag full of drugs because our canines can read. Yeah.
Just one dog wearing glasses.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in and doing this one with me. This was a great little bonus episode. We'd like to thank again everybody that tunes in with us. We're grateful, man. They're having a good time. So, you going to come back and do this with me on another one?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll do a little bit of a longer bonus episode next time.
Yes.
Yes.
Then maybe a feature film.
A feature film.
On a podcast.
A feature film on a podcast. We're going to act it out.
Yeah. Like, it's just you're reading an action movie to us. Or them, I should say. I'm here now.
Right. Yes, we'll do that. That sounds fantastic. All right. Well, thanks again, everybody. And until next time, we'll see you later.